Brooke, who is this screening for?
Lung cancer screening is really focused on those high-risk patients who have smoked cigarettes, like maybe one pack per day for 30 years or two packs per day for 15 years. That equals a 30-pack-year history of smoking. They are current smokers or have quit smoking in the past 15 years. They are between the ages of 55 and 77 years old. They have health insurance. And they have no signs or symptoms of having lung cancer.
If I have no signs of cancer, why would I get a screening?
We know that smoking cigarettes puts you at risk for getting lung cancer. And what we really want to do is catch those patients who have lung cancer in a really early stage before you show any signs or symptoms of having the disease.
So how's it done?
The screening is really easy. It's a low-dose chest CT, or called a LDCT. There is no IV. The appointment lasts less than 30 minutes, and you just need an order from your physician. So once you enter into lung cancer screening, it's advised to have it once a year, unless your scan shows something that maybe you need a shorter-term follow-up visit.
With the screening, how many people are found to have issues?
They know about a quarter of the patients that get screened in this high-risk population will need possibly a shorter-term chest CT. And most of those will turn out to be benign or negative, and they'll go back into the annual screening category. Very few patients will actually need any invasive procedure to go forward.
Okay, so what you're saying is that about a quarter of the percent will have something that raises an eyebrow that we need to investigate further.
Right. It would raise some concern that you would need to just follow up, and it's typically just another follow-up shorter-term chest CT.
And how many will actually have cancer?
Typically in a screening program, only 1 to 4% of the high-risk population will be found to have lung cancer.
All right. So it seems like we're doing a lot of testing for a very small percentage. Why?
The treatments for the lung cancer, when it's found in that early stage before it has spread, gives the patient an excellent cure rate. And we like to see those patients become lung cancer survivors instead of lung cancer statistics.
Let's talk about lung cancer and how deadly it is.
Typically, lung cancer is found in stage 3 and stage 4 when it's already spread to other body parts, and the cure rate is less than 20%. So finding those few lung cancer patients in that early stage makes all the difference.
What happens when it's found late in stage 3 or 4?
It's very difficult because it affects a lot of different body parts. Ultimately, everyone wants to be able to breathe freely, and it takes up space in your lung. It attacks your immune system. You have a lot of difficult side effects that no one really wants to maybe talk about, as far as shortness of breath, feeling anxious, tired. They will try to treat you, but and there are some nice new treatments as far as immunotherapy, but ultimately, the cure rate is very low.
But if you find it early, the cure rate is high. And how is that early stage cancer treated?
There are two really nice early stage treatments that are offered at St. Mary's, and that is called a VAT surgery, which is a video-assisted thoracoscopic surgery. It's minimally invasive. Usually you only have to stay in the hospital for 4 or 5 days, and then you go home, and has excellent outcomes. The other option is radiation therapy, which is very targeted radiation at the site of the cancer. It's only treated in 4 or 5 treatment sessions and very well tolerated. Both have excellent outcomes.
Brooke, thanks so much. Hopefully this discussion will prompt people to get the screening if they need it and keep them healthy.